sweet day it is to have family and friends and that have come to celebrate with us. Some are family by blood and some are family through the blood, but nonetheless, we're family. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to take your copy of the Word of God that you brought today and turn to the New Testament book of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews. And I want you to turn to chapter number 13. It's the closing of the book. As we celebrate life and family and what God has given us here today, we've set aside this day as a family dedication day. You've heard me say this before. There's a lot of things that we should do. There's a lot of things that we could do. There's a lot of things that we can do. There's a lot of things we want to do, but there's really only one thing we need to do, and that's what God's asked us to do. And that's what we want to seek Him out and seek His Word. And I couldn't help but in this last chapter of Hebrews 13, this is something that we want to pray over one another, and that is, look in verse number 20, as the writer of the book of Hebrews that is led by God's Spirit, he says these words, "Now may the God of peace," that is the Father, "who brought up His Son, the Lord Jesus from the dead," who is Jesus, "that great shepherd of the sheep." How is He the shepherd of the sheep? "Through the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Lamb." Verse 21, this is our prayer. "May the Father make you complete or perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever." And all God's people said, amen. That the Lord God may make you complete, perfect, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through the Lord Jesus Christ, that He may make you perfect to fulfill all His will. We just pray God would furnish y'all with everything you need to fulfill what He has set you apart for and what He set us apart for in the family of God here at Briggs Chapel, that He works in us. That's how God furnishes what we need to be complete. He works in us through Jesus. And I want to tell you, if anything the Father does with you, it's always going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, He works through Jesus both today and forever. Ever. That's just how He's going to work and what He's going to do through Jesus. But as we think about how this becomes beneficial or profitable to us, we have to mingle what God does, what God has said, what God is doing with faith. We have to trust Him. We got to believe Him. Because without believing Him, without trusting Him, whom we cannot see, nor do we see what He's done in the past, we apply all that by faith. And when we mingle what God has said and done and doing with faith, it becomes beneficial. It becomes profitable to us. Look, if you would, in chapter number 4. Look in chapter 4 of Hebrews. Chapter number 4, look in verse number 2. Notice how this reference is made to those who entered in the rest of God, into His grace, and those that didn't. And if you would, just pick up the difference how God describes His message to one group that entered in His rest and to another group that didn't enter into His rest. The one group, the Bible describes God's work to them as the gospel. The word gospel means good news. So anything God speaks over a believer's life that is trusting Him, whether it be bad or good news, it's all good news if God's talking to you. And all God's people said, if God speaks, even in the harsh, difficult times, it is good news. Notice what verse 2 says, "For indeed, the gospel, the good news, was preached to us as well as to them. But the word," not the gospel, "the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." You see, what happens is, when we live and operate in faith, the message or the word God communicates to us becomes good news for us. But if we're not operating in faith, that word is just another message, another word that has no life in it. It has no power in it. And it becomes dull and boring to us if it's not mixed or mingled with faith. How many of y'all want the Word of God to be profitable to you? How many of you want God to be beneficial for you? The only way that happens in Hebrews, as good as any revelation God's given us, tells us that it is impossible to please God or for God to be profitable for us apart from faith. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. So for Brandon to be the dad that he is called to be by God, set apart to be the dad, set apart to be the husband to Sarah Beth, and for Sarah Beth to be the wife and the mother to Maddie Walker, God has said that for them to be beneficial or profitable, or for Him to furnish everything they need in the kingdom, they have to live by faith. They have to live by the Word of God. In Romans chapter 10, where that is brought up to us about living by faith, or faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, the verse previous to that, Keith, it says this, Isaiah the prophet says, Lord, who has believed our report? Who has believed it? For faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Now, what we can't see in our English translations is this. The word report and the two times the word hearing is mentioned, it's the same exact word. And the word report means news. So who has believed our news? Because faith comes by news, and that news comes by the Word of God. I want to tell you, you got news in your lap today, if you're holding the Bible, amen? Or if you're hitting God's Word in your heart, you got news from God. And just like many of us, how many of y'all still watch the news when it comes on at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the evenings or in the morning? Who watches Fox News? Raise your hand. Who watches CNN? Who watches CBS, NBC, ABC? How many of y'all believe what they report? Don't lie. Y'all talk about it every day. Are you with me? You hear them talking about it on the news, man, you on the job the next day, you at work, you at home, you communicate what you heard on the news took place. You heard news from somebody, and then you went out and reported it to others, whether you liked it or whether you disliked it, you're still talking about the news that you heard. Well, the Scripture says God's got news too. And I want to tell you, His news is much more reliable than their news, amen. And it has a kingdom mindset to it. People tell you all the time, the news, you ever see that? Fox will tell you, NBC will tell you, ABC will tell you, CBS. They'll say that they are not biased. All they do is report the news. Hogwash, that's a lie. Do y'all know everybody in this world shows a bias to something? It's what we put in our minds, what we put in our heart. Proverbs chapter 4:23 says this, guard your heart. For out of the heart, the mind, the way we think, proceeds all the issues of life. That simply says that we filter everything in life by our heart, by our mind. What's in our mind, how we view the facts presented to us, we can only interpret the facts given to us by what's in us. It's the only way. You take what's in us out, then all we have is an empty shell. But what's in us is what helps us interpret what is presented to us. And the only way that you two and you three in the coming days, and maybe y'all have about 6-7 more, amen? What y'all think, grandparents? Amen. Y'all do know the Lord said, leave, cleave, and conceive, amen? That's what He said. He says, a man shall leave his mother and join unto his wife, and the two shall be fruitful and... That's leaving, cleaving, and conceiving. Amen. That's just how it works. But we're going to let that happen in God's time. Amen, Brandon? You see, but to live by faith, you live by the news that God gives you. And His news is good news when we are trusting it. But if we don't trust it, it's just another message. And it doesn't have life. It's not powerful. And it's not living. It's not alive. It's not sharper than any two-edged sword. Because chapter 4, verse 12 says this, that the Word of God has been breathed by God. He gave us His Word. And His Word is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It makes us wiser. It makes us able. And it transfers to us the life of the kingdom is found in the living Word of God. Amen? We've got to have a Word from the Lord. And the Word that Hebrews teaches us, more than anything else, is that Jesus is better than anything in this life. And all God's people said, Jesus is better than the angels, and I'm grateful for angels that are surrounding us today. The Scripture says, for those that are destined to inherit eternal salvation through grace, through Christ, God sends angels to preserve us and keep us for eternal life. The Old Testament Psalm says this, that when a man fears God, the angel of the Lord encamps around him and about him. I'm grateful for the kingdom of angels out there that God sends to preserve and keep us, even from being a small child to where He's going to take us and what He's going to do with us throughout life. I'm grateful to have angels around us, but I want to tell you, Jesus is better than the angels. He's better than the angels. He's also better than Moses. He's better than any mediator. He is our mediator to God. He's better than the tabernacle or the temple. He is the tabernacle that dwelt among us and walked with us. He's better than any preacher and any high priest, for He is the high priest that's gone beyond the veil. Matter of fact, everything men do down here are just shadows of what's up there. He's covered everything. He's better and superior than all things. And that's why it's so important for us to live by faith and to cling unto Jesus and give glory unto God through Him. That's what He's called us to do. He's better than it all. And we can trust Him on it. So if you two, along with the help of the rest of us, are going to help shape Maddie Walker into the arrow that God has designed her to be, that's going to take us all living and operating by faith.